Okay, now let's continue to the next section, and what we need to think is on the F sharp minor melodic scale. So we have this. Notice the F is natural there. So I need ascending melodic, and then natural minor descending. It's important that you kind of think a little bit on that when you play these notes that we're going to do. So, measure 35, we're going to have this. And you could think this as an A major, you know. It looks like that song. I like 3-4-3-2-1. Remember what we discussed. When you have fast passage, you could always work with rhythm. Or opposite. Or all together. All right? And we solved the first one. Always have in mind that you're going from here to here. So each time you get to the A, you move towards a little bit, but not too much. A little bit of movement to adjust and help the finger a little bit. Okay? Now, after that, measure 35, we get to the A, and we're going to do B, A, G sharp, F. And I like to take it by descending motion. See here, we did descending motion. Now we do descending motion. Descending motion. So then you should practice and do a pause always. Ta da 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 da. Ta da da da. Da 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 da. Okay, at least we have that. Okay, think on that. So da 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 da. Then you put it all together. So let's play it again. Da, 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 da. And as you can see there, is outlining the first five notes from the F sharp minor, but also we have those notes on the A major. So let's talk about the fingers. 3-4-3-2-1. Now we do 5-4-3-2, 4-3-2-1. So let's do up to there and try to put it together. So because I mentioned the F sharp minor chord, that's what we're gonna use. So you could match it here first, there. All right, now when you do it at the same time with this pattern, which is broken, down up, right? You're gonna do. And now you match, 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 match. And then it's gonna change. If you do it at the same time. All right? So now we have this. So notice the switch. We have 1, 2, 3, 1. And then there's a wide interval, 2, 3, 4, 2. And for this interval, it's important that you rotate a little bit. So you go towards here, now play the thumb, and now you move towards the C sharp this way. And then the measure 37 begins. So we have. To center it, you could do a little accent every four notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. All right? Now the chord is going to switch from this F sharp minor. We're going to have this. If you take a look at the notes, you have a C sharp major 7 there. Then he flipped it. Keep this note, and add the C sharp on top. Okay? And if you take a look at the scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there you have it. Alright? So he just went down with the notes, and then got rid of that F, and split it. So all the chords we have is the F sharp minor, first chord of the scale, and then C sharp 7, fifth chord of the scale. Now let's place this measure 36 together. So we'll match this note, we'll match this note, match this note, every other note, and we're done. So let's play all together, measure 35 through 36. So we have match every other note, alright, once you get to F sharp, measure 37, we have this. So you have ascending motion, then you have G sharp here, the third, and then we're gonna start over. So we get there, so we have. Okay, I'll do it one last time. Ascending motion. Each time you go towards it, you should kind of move the hand towards it. Know that it's ascending motion. Coming back, ascending motion again. So you go towards the ascending motion, like this. I'm going towards A, and then I'm going towards here, okay? We'll discuss later a little bit more how to play this right. So when you have here, we're gonna use the same chord from before. Notice how the F sharp minor is outlined again, so that's the chord we're gonna have on the left hand to match it with. So let's do that, let's match it now. Every other note, every other note, and then we're going to switch. Now what I was discussing about the motion is that you think here, we're going in one direction, we're going down towards here. Then we start over, we're going down again. Start over, we're going down, so always go to the left. Now we're going towards up, and this one changes more, that's what's a little bit harder. And once you get here, we're going up, and we're going up, okay? This one, I will subdivide it in this, going ascending. Now here, you have the movement towards the C sharp, ascending again. Back, and then you start over here, okay? Let's play it together, slowly. Emphasize a little bit where the notes match. Da, 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 there. Just for learning purposes. There. Okay, we get to the fourth finger here, and now we're gonna do. So, another thing is that when you play this, you could emphasize each note that matches here to be secure. There. There. Time, emphasize here, here. We're using an accent there, there, there. All right, here you could do 3-4, or you could do, I think I would like there, I would like 3-2 in the middle, that would be easier. 1, 2, and then 3. Okay? So we have this on the right hand now. And it starts over. So let's do it again. So we have 2 and 3. And then 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright? For this chord, we're gonna use the same one that we did. C sharp major here, and in this case, if you take a look like this, he flipped it and put it downstairs there. So we have the F, which he wrote as E sharp, and then we have this. So we have this match, 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 and then we go back. All right, so let's do it from before, measure 36. through 38. Okay, so let's do. Keep it very light. I'm playing a little bit louder at this point, but. And then we start it again. After that, measure 37, we have this. And then everything there is a little different, but we do have this when we do. Now here, descending we're going. Now we're using this one, which changes to E. Okay, so remember the scale that we have this. Now we have an E natural, and you have to think on the natural scale, that is descending. Notice that we're coming descending. Alright, so let's learn this section. So we start on A, measure 39, descending. Alright, and we're gonna match this section with the F sharp minor. So we have match, 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 match. And here we're gonna switch. And we have this pattern again, a little bit more difficult because of the changes of intervals. So we have first this 1, 2, 3, right? Then you pivot, you do 2, 3, 4, and it's important that you take a little unit. Then I'll do 3 here. And you could do a little accent. There, there, da da dee da. Okay, sometimes a little hard, especially this one. But what you have to do is go a little towards the inside. And also be aware of that E that tends to be a little weaker. So have dee da da dee da da dee da da dee da da. Go inside on the E. And then maybe open your elbow a little bit. The other thing to center it, you might do this accent. So first grab the unit. And then with a little accent, you start putting it all together. Now for the chords, if you have this, we're gonna have a C sharp minor chord, and he did the inversion. Still, this you're gonna do this. He got 1, 2, there, just one time. And once you put it together here, measure 40, together, 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 together here. Okay, and now I give you the next one, together. So we did this chord here, think it out as a G sharp 7, and then it goes here, C sharp minor again. So we have, so, and that's it. So let's take the whole section here, and so we have this, slowly. Always remember to match every other note. Keep it a little bit more to the bass note, this one. Bass note. F sharp. Most part is fairly simple if you just let the finger drop by itself. See, it's very light. Important here, remember to adjust.